This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kicking off hour number three in studio tonight, we've got Daryl,
Johnny Ray,
and Will.
And your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind or any of the topics that we've covered thus far tonight. The Russian election. A couple of women in Arizona arrested after trespassing onto property belonging to a mosque. Compelled speech, the death penalty, Facebook meddling in elections. And I've actually got a story about Facebook going on the defensive after some data leaks possibly were exposed. But Johnny, there was something about the death penalty that you wanted to touch on?
Right. Earlier in the show, we spent a fair amount of time disparaging Pete Ricketts, the governor of Nebraska, and for his partly fueled by his support of capital punishment in the state of Nebraska.
Yes.
And I wanted to say that I think there are basically, I could be wrong about this, and this might be something that that my opinion evolves as I mature, but I think there are beasts who walk among us who are better off dead. And the death penalty.
We need to stop electing them.
That's not where I'm going with that. That's not where I'm going with that, Daryl. I'm saying that there are people of all walks of life, a vanishing minority, most people would agree with that, but who are monsters who kill, they're depraved, and you know, I don't know that the answer for that is not to kill them, but I decided a long time ago that it was just safe to assume that the government sucks at every single thing they do.
Yes.
They don't face the wrong incentives to make the right choices. So I can't trust them to, I can't trust the life of any single man in their hands.
Right. The Death Penalty Information Center has a list of people who have been exonerated years after being executed. One woman in particular was exonerated 94 years after she was murdered by the state of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Speaking
is
of which,
surprising to you though? I mean, really? With statistically,
no, it's going to happen.
It's bound to happen.
It's going to happen. That's Mark's argument as always. You've just got to decide how many innocent people are you okay with being murdered by the state.
Zero. By the state.
Yeah. Zero is my number.
Okay. For all those conservatives out there who are like rah 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 death penalty. You guys like to crow about how, you know, your views, your faith, your culture is better than me as a Muslim. Even Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself stated his own words were, "I would rather let a guilty man go free than to punish a man who is innocent." So, I mean, come on, this is foundational ideas that we shouldn't be arguing about this stuff in the 21st century. The great minds of antiquity already decided that the state killing people was a bad idea. Like, even though you have execution and capital punishment within the Islamic framework, none of that has anything to do with the state. It's all private. Private courts, private arbitrated courts are not owned, run, or financed by the state. They're all completely separate from that.
Mm-hmm.
So, even 7th century Arabia understood the government killing people is a bad idea.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you have governments that are, you know, pulling off these murders, you're forcing people like myself who are morally opposed to killing other humans, you are forcing me to pay to kill someone.
Well, not only that.
You're forcing anti-war activists like myself and Will and Johnny and millions of others, you are forcing them to pay to drone bomb people halfway across the world. You are forcing environmentalists to subsidize oil companies. You are forcing people to pay for things that they abhor.
And those drone pilots are largely responsible for the spiking suicides in the U.S. military.
A lot of this, everything here that you're listing off, though, it brings me, and I've said this over and over again, societies, countries, nations have the leadership that they deserve, that is a reflection of the people. We have become a society that we argue over whether or not it's okay to murder children, whether they're in the womb or in Afghanistan. We literally argue over whether or not it's okay to murder people. We argue. We have arguments. We have political leaders who spend $400,000 of their daddy's money to overturn the decision of their state's government on whether or not the state should murder people, on whether or not, I mean, this is a country, we are a country that executed a 14-year-old black boy because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time and for no other reason than that. And we're surprised that we have leaders like Obama, like Donald Trump, like Hillary Clinton, like that these sociopathic slime of the earth, the dredges of the swamp itself, rise out like the burpings of clabbered milk to the top and grasp the ring of power in a society where we literally argue the morality of which children is it okay to murder and which children is it not.
Yep. And people, no matter how many people you kill, even if you torture them as well, it's not going to stop murder, because the murderers and the beasts and the monsters that I was talking about, they're sick in the head and they're not gonna be afraid of the executions they see. They might aspire to being executed by the state. Mm-hmm. And the only thing it will accomplish is give people a false sense of security that somebody is protecting them from the monsters, and they're not protected.
No.
There's no statistical evidence.
We kill the monster after they do the damage.
Yeah.
There's nothing that they do to protect you from the monster to start with. Usually, it's a private citizen that fingers the monster or wounds the monster or kills the monster. It's almost never the state. The state gets lucky every once in a while, and somebody tells them, it's that guy. But rarely do they ever put the pieces together on their own. We just throw lots of money at them because we think that's what they're doing, when the truth is they're just passing the money around themselves and giving some to the guy that pulls you over so that they can make a little more money, and then they can pull the black guy over down the street and they can enforce their privilege over him, and then they can come and tell you, oh, well, we're protecting you from him over there, and then go tell the rich man, well, we're protecting you from that poor white trash down the street. You know, it's all just a great big scam, and you're paying for it.
And the prosecutors are not incentivized to convict the right person. They're incentivized to convict someone.
Well, not only someone, but I think a lot of times it's incentivized to convict people that are going to get you the most media attention. You know, like there are some criminals that just aren't on camera.
I'm thinking specifically of a lot of the cases that I've read about recently where people have many years later been exonerated because there was evidence showing that not only did they not commit the crime, but there's no way that they could have been at the scene of the crime. But the prosecutor, we've got to convict somebody. This is the first person that came up as a suspect. Hell, there's even a Netflix docuseries, Making a Murderer, about the prosecutors just saying, well, we've got to convict somebody, and why not go with these two?
Oh, I got one better than that, and this goes back to my like better headlines. Harry Connick, when he was a prosecutor in Louisiana, the father of Harry Connick Jr. Yeah, he was running. I think he was going to run for governor or the Senate or something like that, and he had this big murder case. So what they did was they arrested this guy and they got the guy on a, but they had the guy for a burglary, and they just tried to pin the murder on him. So they stacked it up. They convicted him of the armed burglary so when they were able to convict him of the murder, they could get a death penalty, and that would get him bigger headlines, you know, armed robbery headlines, then dangerous repeat armed violent offender taken off the streets kind of thing. Well, it turns out there was blood evidence, literal DNA, that would exonerate the defendant. And Connick hid that evidence from the prosecutors, from the defense. And when it came out the day that he was supposed to be executed, he beat them in court, and our Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, decided that he didn't deserve any money from the state of Louisiana at all.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on capital punishment or compelled speech or whatever?
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Johnny Ray.
And Will.
And how would you like to save money on things that you were going to buy online anyway? What if I told you that you could save 5% instantly? What if I told you you could save up to 33% on things that you were going to buy anyway? Well, here's how. Go to saveatpurse.com and then just search for the items that you want to buy. Add those into your shopping cart. And then when you go to checkout, select the discount that you want from 5% up to 33%, and then you fund the account using Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. They're at saveatpurse.com. Someone then winds up buying the items. You get the items. They get crypto. And then when the items come to you, you go and say, I've received my shipment. And then everything is done, and it is so, so easy and seamless and smooth now, where used to you had to have an Amazon account. You don't need that anymore. You can just do all of the searching for the items right there, saveatpurse.com. We've been talking about the death penalty, and we talked about, you know, some of the prosecutorial incentives, or rather lack thereof. I've got an article from a couple of years ago from Huffington Post about how prosecutors are almost never disciplined for misconduct. But let's go to the phones, where we've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just wanted to, there's a gentleman who runs the radio station that you guys have broadcast on out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, and he shared an email with Ian with some of the fun and games, corrupt kind of stuff that goes on in New Mexico. I'd just like to invite him, Ken, if he's listening, to call in and make a call to you guys and talk with you and expose more of
the
stuff.
He is always invited to call in. David, thank you for the call. Everybody is invited to call in, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I found a story about a Sharif cousin who had been prosecuted by Harry Connick, and it was the biggest controversy I saw on the Wikipedia page I was looking at for Harry Connick. And he was falsely convicted of first degree murder of Michael Girardi in 1996. The defense was not given an exculpatory witness statement saying that she wasn't wearing her glasses and she couldn't identify the shooter. So that's what I got about that. And I don't know if there was another one. I thought you were mistaken and that your story about blood was bullcrap. So that's why I'm bringing that up.
No.
But maybe there was another controversy from
I know that there are several stories of people that were close to being executed. And
when Connick was...
I don't know if they were specifically tied to Connick. I'm saying I know of these that have happened in the United States of people that were getting close to being executed, and then all of a sudden some DNA evidence that was never tested comes to light, and they wind up getting, an overturn.
Connick and some of his police, not his police, Connick and some of the police in Louisiana were sued by Sharif Cousin for violating his civil rights, and the court rejected the suit, saying that the prosecutor has total immunity.
Yeah. So, story here from HuffPo, again, from about a year and a half ago. They began by talking about Anthony Graves, who in 1994 was convicted on charges of setting a fire that killed 6 people in South Texas. He then spent 18 years in prison, 12 of them on death row. On 2 separate occasions, he came close to being executed for crimes he did not commit, but he was spared the death penalty long enough to get an appeal. A closer look at his case eventually revealed that Graves was an innocent man who was railroaded by Charles Sebasta, a Texas prosecutor who withheld evidence and presented false testimony to secure a conviction. More than a decade later, a federal appeals court overturned the conviction. Graves was freed and later filed a complaint against Sebasta seeking his disbarment. The Texas bar's Board of Disciplinary Appeals sided with Graves, calling Sebasta's conduct egregious and revoked his rights to practice law. And in early 2016, so 2 years ago, I misread it as being 12 of 2016, not 2 of 2016. So 2 years ago, Sebasta was disbarred. HuffPo continues, while his actions may appear obviously condemnable to the casual observer, experts say it's actually surprising that he was punished for them at all. U.S. Circuit Court Judge Alex Kozinski said it's almost unheard of. Kozinski is a leading voice on prosecutorial misconduct, who famously wrote in a 2013 opinion that the problem had an epidemic level in the United States. Prosecutors are rarely punished for misconduct, and the cases that have led to disbarment or even criminal charges are few and far between. When prosecutors do face severe consequences for breaking the law, it's when their behavior is deemed to be deliberate and seemingly indefensible. At the same time, their punishment may not be proportional to the damage they have inflicted upon innocent people, which illustrates the considerable latitude the legal process affords prosecutors. Will, you had something here that you found?
Well, the story that I was talking about, it's almost exactly what I said. Not quite. Basically, same guy, Harry Connick, and this is the really funny part. You're going to love the judge's decision, the Supreme Court's decision, because you just read where he didn't turn over evidence in another murder trial.
So what you showed me was not Sharif Cousins?
No, this is John Thompson. He sued Harry Connick, a former district attorney in New Orleans, saying his office had not trained prosecutors to turn over exculpatory evidence. Prosecutors in the office in this case failed to give Mr. Thompson's lawyer a report showing that blood at the crime scene was not actually his. So it wasn't a blood sample. It was the report on a blood sample that showed it wasn't his blood.
Yeah, and the reason, and why do, why,
just,
why?
Justice Clarence Thomas, writing for the majority, which said that, okay, he sued and won $14 million. The state of Louisiana appealed it all the way to the United States Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that he had to give the $14 million back to the state of Louisiana. Clarence Thomas's reasoning, writing for the majority, said that only a pattern of misconduct would warrant holding Mr. Connick accountable for what happened on his watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it happening more than once doesn't show a pattern. More than one person convicted for a murder that they did not commit is in a pattern.
And why would a prosecutor train his staff to withhold exculpatory evidence? I'll tell you why. Because sometimes you get away with it. Because if you knew you were going to get caught, and then you wouldn't do it. But you've got a case to win, and you don't get elected by losing cases, so you withhold evidence, and most of the time you get away with it.
Yep, and let's continue talking about a couple of the people that didn't get away with it, including Ken Anderson, former Texas prosecutor and judge. And your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the discussion about prosecutorial misconduct here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about a website that you can go to find out all kinds of news out of the crypto world. Report published about 4 hours ago. Twitter prepares to ban cryptocurrency ads. Another story from earlier today. Drummer for Guns N' Roses wants to use crypto to change the music industry. You can find those stories and much, much more over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. So in the last segment, I mentioned Ken Anderson, former Texas prosecutor and judge, who ultimately pled no contest to felony charges of criminal contempt of court for intentionally withholding evidence in a case against Michael Morton, an innocent man who wrongfully spent 25 years in prison for the murder of his wife. For his violations of the Constitution, Anderson was forced to give up his license to practice law, was ordered to perform 500 hours of community service, and he spent 10 days in jail. He was the first prosecutor ever in the history of the United States to ever go to jail for wrongfully convicting a man. a man who spent 25 years of his life in prison, and the prosecutor gets 10 days and 500 hours of community service.
They're actually pushing a law in California. It was introduced by Assemblywoman Patty Lopez and signed by Governor... Oh, it's been passed. It was signed by Governor Jerry Brown on Friday. A prosecutor can receive up to 3 years in prison for altering or intentionally withholding evidence that defendants might use to exonerate themselves. Previously, those acts had been considered misdemeanors.
And you're saying this went into effect last week?
No, this was...
You said it went into effect on Friday.
Last year.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't I figured if it went into effect last week, I would have heard about it in the last day or two.
I hadn't heard about it, but yeah, about 6 months ago, California signed a law. So now, at least in California, you'll go to jail. In theory.
Maybe, in theory.
Yeah.
continuing from...
If other prosecutors decide to prosecute you. Like, I remember when I was a kid, we had our local sheriff got arrested. He was caught with like $270,000 of money that was supposed to pay in drug informants that he had embezzled. And they knew he took like hundreds of thousands of dollars more. They cleared the booking area of the jail so that he could be booked in and out in, like on that same day. And when it was all said and done, he paid a $40,000 fine, you know, after embezzling, you know, almost $1 million, paid a $40,000 fine and wasn't allowed to hold a public office for 10 years and had to do 10 years of state probation. And he was caught in possession of over $250,000 of stolen money.
Who is the sheriff that stole the food money?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that on Thursday, I believe it was. Sheriff Intrican, I forget the first name, from Etowah County, Alabama.
Yeah, where, like a $300,000 house.
$740,000 house.
Yeah,
and
$240,000 down.
He did not steal the money. State law allows him to keep money that he doesn't spend out of the food budget. Which, basically, he's stealing the money, but it's legal plunder because, see, there's a statute that says that I can.
See, if I only feed the inmates 1,100 calories a day, then I can get that new house and my wife can get that operation she needs
and
that I want her to get.
The guy that wound up going to the media... letting them know, hey,
guy
I think
who's
this...
mowing his lawn.
Yeah.
Checks that said...
I think this guy is taking money.
Money for the prisoners.
He wound up being charged with some drug offenses, had no prior convictions of anything.
It's a good old boy system for you, buddy.
Anonymous tip. Cops go to his apartment and find just over a kilogram of cannabis laying on a like coffee table or something.
No, it had been cooked into butter.
One of the stories that I had heard was that only like 14 grams of what he had was in the butter, and the rest was just like laying there.
The reason he got a felony charge of trafficking or whatever is because they added the weight of the butter.
But he did wind up taking a plea. They dropped the felony trafficking charge, which, you know, if you have the chance to know that a felony charge isn't going to be on your record. You know, I'm not going to blame somebody for taking a plea. It's generally not a good idea to do so, but, self-preservation is going to be more important than, I'm just going to take it to trial and I'm going to convince the jurors. No, you're not going to convince the jurors. Continuing on with this article from HuffPo about prosecutorial misconduct.
Ken Anderson.
Multiple Supreme Court rulings over the years have sought to chip away at the unilateral power of prosecutors, requiring them to provide any and all evidence to the defense that might be favorable to the defendant. But this puts defense attorneys on the back foot as they're forced to blindly trust that prosecutors are actually turning over all of the evidence. Prosecutors can also cut deals with witnesses, co-conspirators, and defendants to compel someone to testify. They can pile on charges to produce sentences so excessively severe they take your breath away to strong-arm someone into taking a plea to reduce the sentence. As we saw with Patrick Quault, I think his first name was Patrick, the guy that was cutting the grass of the sheriff who was taking the money. If prosecutors are unable to find someone to talk, they can always turn to a jailhouse snitch who might, and these are the exact words from HuffPo, they can always turn to a jailhouse snitch who might be able to coax out a damning bit of evidence from a jailed defendant. That testimony, obtained legally or otherwise, can often be used to lock down a conviction. And in the end, prosecutors are largely shielded from any liability that might result from their actions, thanks to a Supreme Court ruling granting them, quote unquote, absolute immunity.
Well, what the really disturbing thing, if you go to Google, right, and just put in DA withholds evidence, you can just find story after story, and they're not like, so like one from 2009 and then one from 1990. No. I was like October 12th, 2017, California. June 1st, 2017, Rhode Island. November 8th, 2000. Like, you know, they're happening like weekly. Prosecutors in different states are getting caught up on charges for withholding evidence.
You have to expect it. That's why we should have free market courts, because you're asking the prosecutor in this case to do both jobs. He has to evaluate all the evidence he gets in light of how it can be used to advance his cause, also
and
how
career.
It can be used to advance the cause of his adversary, and he has to be given discretion to choose which evidence to give over and what is exculpatory and what isn't. And if you give him that decision, sometimes he's always going to err in his own benefit, and sometimes it's going to be egregious.
Here's a thought. Maybe the prosecutor should just be, instead of just deciding what benefits the defendant, what benefits me. All right, prosecutor, you have to give the defendant everything that you plan to introduce. That way they can ultimately wind up defending themselves properly.
What's the truth?
And, you know, speaking of what's the truth, let's look at the Ross Ulbricht conviction, to where the defense was prohibited from bringing up to the jury that there were corrupt federal agents working on the case. The prosecutor didn't even inform the defense of one of the people that was a corrupt agent working on the case. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Ross Ulbricht defense team requested more time to file a certain appeal because there was still things that they have not gotten from the prosecutor 3 years after the conviction. And the judge said, yeah, you're going on a witch hunt trying to wind up getting things that you should have been given 4 years ago. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome. The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's Crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now in the final moments of Free Talk Live in studio tonight. It's Daryl,
Johnny Ray,
and Will.
And let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I just want to mention that the galactose molecule of the network marketing, it also helps to improve mood.
Sugar. Jesus.
Yeah, that's the good sugars from the vine-ripened fruit and vegetables.
So do we advertise pyramid schemes on Free Talk Live now?
Galactose.
No, she's not actually telling us the name of the pyramid scheme, but she calls in about this thing quite frequently. So, Sarah, do you have any new information on the galactose vine-ripened fruit and vegetable thing?
I'm a complete novice, and I would like to hear it from the beginning, please. Thank you very much, Daryl.
No, please only give new information, Sarah.
Well, I just want to also add that it helps our, like I said, our mood and our mental well-being. But, you know, my speculation is that, you know, this helps to allow more sugars that our brain needs. So it allows, so supposedly we're missing these saccharides on the outside of ourselves. And that includes our
brain. I'm glad you said supposedly. Before stating that sentence, that way you're not in any way trying to make a medical claim because you are not a doctor or other medical professional.
Galactose is a polysaccharide, isn't it? Is a saccharide? I guess a saccharide. I guess a polysaccharide is a saccharide.
Okay, but it's only found in vine-ripened fruit and vegetables, and most of us stop eating like that unless you're so organic and so healthy that you have your own garden. There's a lot of people that grow their own garden.
You don't have to be, like, super organic or anything to grow your own garden. If you have the ability to pick up some wooden pallets and you have an outside deck in your apartment, you can grow a garden. You can have your own vine-ripened tomatoes. You can have your own fresh leafy greens. You can grow your own herbs. There's lots of stuff that you can do in a very small amount of space.
Also, if you get a a spicy BLT 4 for $4 at Wendy's plus a Pacific or sorry Atlantic Cape Cod sandwich, then you're getting all the nutrients you need for life.
Sarah, thank you.
And a Dynavite. You got to add a Dynavite in there for a glossy coat.
That's for dogs. Do not eat. If you're a human,
eat a Benjamin.
Do not eat Dynavite. That's not even a real thing. But there have been studies that found that, you know, the closer to being removed from the vine vegetables are, the different, you know, like there's a slightly different taste, and there is some kind of.
So, I mean, you're going to be jogging to my house this spring to, like, raid our vine ripened fruits and vegetables.
I don't eat tomatoes.
Oh, we don't only do
tomatoes. On a strictly galactose free diet.
So, all right. So, what fruits and veggies do you grow? And I'll tell you any of them that I might. Even possibly think
of
eating.
We're planning on doing cucumbers this year.
More yeah, they're disgusting. They taste like dirt.
Okay. Tomatoes.
I only eat them in the form of smoothie.
Okay.
Ketchup. I will use ketchup, which is basically a smoothie.
We're not from here, so like I've still got quite a bit of research.
You ain't from here, are ye?
No, sir, we're not. I've got a little bit of research to do because I grew up and have farmed in two different zones, two different regions, like farming regions.
Yep.
But none of them were New England. Like I've done the far south with Florida, and then I've done Region 6, which is like East Tennessee. But I've never been all the way up here. So I'm not even sure what will grow up here in this short of a growing season.
Luckily, there's a book called the Old Farmer's Almanac that's published not too terribly far from here.
I grew up on that thing, man. Like, we have planted by the signs of the Old Farmer's Almanac since I was a little bitty boy. I have grown up with a copy of the Old Farmer's Almanac in the magazine rack in my house for 30-some years now. Literally my entire life. Even when I left home and I didn't have a farm, I still would buy it and read it. So I'm a nerd like that. But we are going to try to grow orca beans.
I have no clue what those are. I'm guessing that it's not related to the well.
They're little bitty peas that look like orcas.
Okay.
And then there's also, it's called it's called a scarlet runner bean, and it's a black and purple bean, but it's a green bean. When you dry the inside bean, it turns black and with purple splotches on it. But it's a good snap green bean, and they have these huge scarlet colored flowers, and they draw bees, and they draw hummingbirds.
Okay.
So you get both, and butterflies. So you get like the butterfly garden, bee garden effect, and some really good, really meaty green beans. But my worry is that because of how cold it is here, the soil's not going to hit 70 degrees in time for these to germinate.
Your planting season would be like June and then the harvest in August.
And see, I'm not sure that these will grow fast enough for that. They're a pretty long, they're like a 90-day kind of thing, and I'm not sure I'll be able to get a good harvest out of that. I'm just worried that I'm going to spend a lot of money on these really good heirloom seeds.
With spring coming in like 2 days, you need to get to reading the Farmer's Almanac like a week ago.
We're nowhere near ready because it's last frost is what matters. And it doesn't matter. You know, last frost in Tennessee is usually 3 days before the 1st of April. Up here, it's going to it's definitely going to be later. And you can't plant most of these things until after the last frost.
So let's change gears completely here and end on news of the weird, if you will, which is not something that we necessarily do on a regular basis here on Free Talk Live. But I saw this headline and I knew we've got to talk about this. Story comes from the Libertarian Institute. It begins, despite a 63-year-old man presenting himself as alive and well before judges this week, a Romanian court has ruled that due to a technicality, he must remain legally deceased. In 1992, Constantin Reliu moved from Romania to Turkey, where he found work as a chef. According to local news reports, the last time he returned to his native country was 1999. This was also the last time he had contact with his family. In 1999, a devastating earthquake struck Turkey, killing nearly 17,000 people. Hearing nothing from her estranged husband for years, Rogu's wife assumed he had died in the quake. Wanting to remarry, she obtained a death certificate in 2016. In January, he was detained. January of this year, Revu was detained by Turkish authorities and deported back to Romania as having expired documents. That's when he first learned that he was legally dead. Seeking to regain his identity and return to his life in Turkey, he petitioned the city court to throw out the death certificate. However, judges rejected the petition, saying too much time had passed since the certificate had been issued. Apparently, that ruling is final and cannot be appealed. Now Constantine Relieu is stuck in legal limbo where he has lost the ability to earn a living and essentially do anything.
And this is a triumph of the rule of law over the rule of reality.
He says, I am officially a dead man, although I'm alive. I have no income, and because I am listed as dead, I can't do anything.
He's not the first or only person this happened to, though. Like, this has happened to quite a few people. Sometimes victims of identity theft, and then the guy who stole your identity dies, and now you're dead. And then it takes some of these people years to come back to life, basically, legally, because they're legally dead. And they can't assume a different identity because that's illegal.
Right.
And they can't be who they are because, well, who they are is dead in a legal way. So, like, which begs the question, legally dead, but I'm physically alive? How does that happen? How does that work?
As Johnny said, it's when the rule of law trumps reality.
Also, you can find that kind of situation in the Necronomicon.
Well, so that means that I'm a legal entity, not a physical entity.
Yeah, basically.
I was just making a gag on it being like
zombie
on death.
He's yeah, I guess technically Constantine Relieu is a zombie because he's not dead.
He's a vampire.
Actual reality sense, but legally he is dead, but he's actually alive, so he's like the living dead.
I want to suck your blood.
Yeah. This entire thing is just really strange, and now Will's about to start counting things. As if we were on Sesame Street. I guess I can say that this episode of Free Talk Live has been brought to you by the letters F, T, and L, and that you can always find us online at freetalklive.com. It's been Daryl,
Johnny Ray,
and Will.
We'll be back tomorrow.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.